Eagle.
Thank you, Madam Chair. First, Trinidad and Tobago extends warm congratulations to you on your appointment as chair of this forum. We also align with the statement delivered on behalf of CARICOM delegations in Geneva. Undoubtedly, Chair, this year represents a key inflection point in the pursuit of reparatory justice. As we approach the end of the international decade of people of African descent and pursue heightened advocacy for a second international decade, the centrality of the reparatory justice framework as a basis for dismantling the legacies of slavery is undeniable. Against this backdrop of growing calls for reparatory justice, including by UN experts last month on the occasion of the International Day of Remembrance for the Victims of Slavery and the Transatlantic Slave Trade, we recognize the critical work undertaken by the Permanent Forum, by member states, and by key stakeholders since the second session. CARICOM in particular has continued to play a leading role in these discussions, for example, through the region's 10-point action plan for reparatory justice. We also attach importance to the Bridgetown Initiative as we view meaningful reform of the international financial architecture as indispensable for addressing structural inequalities and a problematic economic paradigm that has these two have long hindered our pursuit of sustainable development and the well-being of our people. Chair, Trinidad and Tobago remains committed to advancing this cause, given the nexus between the calls for reparatory justice in the form of social and economic compensation and development, on the one hand, and the pursuit of sustainable, inclusive development on the other. In this connection, we encourage consideration of the outcomes of the Accra Reparations Conference held in November 2023. We also highlight the existence of the reconstituted Trinidad and Tobago National Committee on Reparations, and we reiterate the calls made by our Prime Minister for bold and targeted action toward reparatory justice. In conclusion, Chair, as converging and cascading global crises continue to disproportionately affect people of African descent, the opportunity must be seized to address frontally key systemic challenges. The discussions during this session will no doubt provide a sound framework in this regard. I thank you, Chair.